This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Small businesses provide the majority of new private sector jobs across the country. Earlier this month, the Small Business Administration celebrated National Small Business Week to highlight the impact of outstanding entrepreneurs and small business owners. Small businesses are especially vital in rural areas, creating about two-thirds of the rural jobs. We can build rural communities by helping get more people get their business ideas off the ground. Farm Bureau is doing just that. The American Farm Bureau just announced the third year of our successful Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge to help foster new agricultural and food businesses in rural areas. The challenge gives individuals an opportunity to showcase their ideas and innovations while competing for a total of $145,000 in startup funding. Along the way, challenge participants get advice from business experts serving as mentors and judges. They learn how to pitch their ideas, write business plans, approach investors, and market themselves. The challenge also helps highlight the enormous potential that exists in so-called flyover country. We grow more than corn and cows in rural America. We also produce some of the country's best and brightest innovators. The application period for this year's Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge just opened with an entry deadline of June 30th. If you know of someone who might be interested in participating or can help get the word out, I hope you'll let them know. Farmers and ranchers have always provided jobs on the farm and plowed money back into local economies. Working for policies and programs that enable farmers and ranchers to stay in business and be productive is, itself, a rural development program. Now, through our growing rural development and entrepreneurship initiatives, Farm Bureau can play an even greater role by helping entrepreneurs create businesses, create jobs, and attract and retain rural residents. United States Trade Representative Michael Froman on Tuesday announced he would bring a challenge in the World Trade Organization against Chinese tariffs that unfairly tax U.S. poultry exports. AFBF enthusiastically supports Froman's actions. According to AFBF, China is misusing anti-dumping rules. China's actions keep U.S. poultry from being sold to Chinese consumers at a price that reflects a fair profit for American farmers and real value for its own citizens. Trade enforcement is an essential part of an effective trade policy. Farm Bureau supports trade that brings fair prices to farmers and good nutrition to a rapidly growing population around the world. Farm Bureau applauds USTR for pursuing this action. Farm Bureau participated at the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership Negotiations stakeholder session held recently in New York City. Veronica Nye, an AFBF economist, explained that the trade deal being negotiated between the European Union and the U.S. is vital to agriculture. She says, "For growers, we always think about reaching more customers, lowering barriers, and making us more competitive, which increases demand and increases the prices that we'll receive for our goods." AFBF recently filed a statement for the record for the Senate Finance Committee's hearing, Navigating Business Tax Reform. The statement outlined provisions of the tax code that are especially important to farmers and ranchers. AFBF noted that farmers and ranchers need a tax code that recognizes the financial challenges they face. Agriculture operates in a world of uncertainty, from unpredictable commodity and product markets to fluctuating input prices, from uncertain weather to insect or disease outbreaks. Running a farm or ranch business is challenging under the best of circumstances. For large areas of rural and small-town America, short-line and regional railroads are the only way shippers can stay connected to the national network, helping businesses and employment stay local. Short-line railroads are first- and last-mile carriers connecting small-town America, farms and factories, grain elevators, refineries and facilities to the national network of railroads and connecting you to consumers, companies, and ports. Farm Bureau supports H.R. 4626 and S. 2595, the Building Rail Access for Customers and Economy Act, or the BRACE Act. The legislation permanently extends the 50% tax credit for short-line railroad track maintenance. The permanent extension of the short-line tax credit will lead to long-term investments and infrastructure upgrades, allowing over 10,000 rail customers, including farmers and ranchers, to stay connected to the National Mainline Rail Network. Contact your members of Congress to voice your support. AFBF will be submitting comments to the Environmental Protection Agency on its pending proposal, Proposed Interim Mitigation Decisions, Paraquat Dichloride. Paraquat has applications for many commodities, including alfalfa, almonds, asparagus, berries, corn, cotton, peanuts, sorghum, and soybeans. The pending EPA proposal would modify existing label restrictions and could affect growers' abilities to utilize this herbicide. With the Agriculture Department's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service considering potential major departures from its current regulatory framework regarding biotech products, AFBF is urging the agency not to lose sight of the importance of agricultural innovation. Between today and the year 2050, farmers will be required to grow twice as much food to feed a rapidly growing world population. Food will be grown in the face of increasingly severe weather and environmental conditions, with greater strains on water, soil, and energy resources. Farm Bureau said in informal comments to APHIS regarding the agency's plans to prepare an environmental impact statement in connection with potential changes to the regulations related to the importation, interstate movement, and environmental release of certain genetically modified organisms. While recognizing recent improvements APHIS has made, Farm Bureau is asking the agency to carefully consider any future changes, as even the tiniest tweak could have a very big impact on farmers, consumers, and the biotech industry. Once a year, thoroughbred racing rises to the very top of the sports world when the Kentucky Derby is run on the first Saturday in May at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. For a time, horse racing was the most widely attended spectator sport in America, but it has steadily declined in popularity. The venerable Jockey Club noted a few years back that thoroughbred racing was failing to keep up with rising competition from other forms of gambling, sports, and entertainment. It was losing the battle for new bettors and new fans and in need of strategies for growth. Common sense oversight needed to halt agency advocacy is AFBF President Zippy Duval's guest column published by the Hills Congress blog. Duval describes how Capital Press, an agricultural publication based in Salem, Oregon, recently reported that Environmental Protection Agency grant funds were used to pay for billboards in Washington state advocating greater regulation for farmers. The billboards shouted, "Unregulated agriculture is putting our waterways at risk," and directed viewers to an advocacy website blaming unregulated agriculture for a litany of environmental problems and urging them to take action through a form letter to state legislators seeking increased regulation of farmlands. The billboard neglected to inform the public that it was funded through an EPA grant, your tax dollars and mine. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.